Blog Talk Radio.
Shush, guys, we're trying to do a radio show. Guys, shush, what's going on? You have stumbled across the Paranormal Party. That is where the paranormal and the party meet together on one big butt show.
And we are your hosts, the Connor Sisters.
And I'm Ashley.
And I am Misty. And we are going to be your guides through this wonderful, crazy paranormal party.
Welcome to the Paranormal Party.
Yeehaw! Let's get this party started!
Woo-wee, I tell you what. That just gives my toe a tapping every time, don't it, Ashley?
It does. I love it. I feel like I'm supposed to be on a river somewhere, yes, picking it with my toes and having a good old time.
You're just going to be picking at your toes, not with your toes. But guess where we're at, people? We're here with snow up to our buttholes. That's where we're at right now. But we like to daydream, and you too can daydream with us as you've stumbled across the Paranormal Party. Just like our little promo said, you are stumbling in, and we're going to have a good old time, and that's a party, ain't it?
All the time.
You sound like you're like a little bit intoxicated. Are you, or is this just pure adrenaline for the party?
Yes, it's that party stuff.
That sounds like you're doing cocaine, man. Hold it up. Pump the brakes. We ain't that kind of party, man. Good Lord. I will tell you, though, we want to talk a little bit about, before our lovely guest comes on, we want to talk to you. We are having two hotties on tonight, aren't we, Ashley?
We are.
Yeah. You know their names? Or you just go call them hot?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, don't keep it from everybody, Ashley. Shit. How about you share with them people that like to listen, them two listeners and Jesus? Go on,
Angel May and Melissa Sykes from the Gordonsville Exchange Hotel. They're having a paracon. I bet you
don't
didn't
give
know
it
that
away.
I bet you
don't
didn't know that.
Will you stop it? She's pumping my belly like a Pillsbury dough man. I don't know what's wrong with you today. Goodness. I don't know if it's been in captivity because the snow or you're just plumb crazy.
Shower today.
I tell you what, I'm going to stop showering. I done decided this. Every time I shower, she gets closer and closer. So one time I didn't shower for 7 days and then that bitch was across the room. I gotta get back to that.
You're gonna be walking around your house weighing yourself, and I'm gonna be on your back like a back. Shit, I gained a lot of weight this weekend.
I'm serious. I gotta stop showering so frequently, people. You got people in your life who you don't want to be around either. Just stop showering. It works delightfully. And number two reason is you can't smell your own brand. But if you can, that is time to shower. Anyway, let's talk about some stuff that we did. What did we do this last Friday, Ashley?
I don't know. What did we do?
Oh, Jesus. Ashley. This is going to be a delightful show. I don't know.
Already.
Ashley, I swear to goodness, we are in the studio, and literally I asked Ashley a question. She just took off walking around the studio. I mean, this is going to be
coffee. I thought you were going to tell
this is a humdinger, people. Good Lord, by the time I get done, I'll look out the window. She'll be shoveling the field beside us.
I have to clean off the internet connection, the satellite. Try to make sure they can hear you, honey.
You stop touching me, woman. We're going to wrestle on this radio. Anyway, we are bringing the lovely Angel May and Melissa Sykes on, like she said, to talk about a paracon that they're getting together, guys. But also, this last Friday, we had the pleasure of going on site to St. Albans and actually getting to meet some of our Vibe family. It was really cool. We got to meet our furry friend, Josh. We love him dearly. We got to see Tara again. We got to see
Dennis. So he ain't got no booty, though.
Are you talking about Josh's butt?
Yeah, it's okay. I already clearanced it.
I pissed off quite a few people today
with my delightful humor.
I don't think they're getting that humor.
I think it's funny.
That's all that fucking matters. All right, so we got to see, Dennis and Ryan, of course, and Amanda, who are normally our other part of this crazy Monday night, but I don't know.
Tara, Dennis.
That's what I done said.
You didn't say Tara. You didn't say Tara.
Nice to meet you on this show, Ashley. Are you joining us now? Well, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Go on, listen back to it, okay?
Oh, well,
anyway.
I bet you it did not.
If we get like 20 listens, it's all up. I tried to figure out whether we said somebody or not. Anyway, guys, so it was great. They were having a Valentine's haunted house, too, which you don't get that very often. That talks about dedication for your volunteers, man. It literally was like 2 degrees. And we were sitting there doing our live broadcast from that. And you could see our breath. We were giving off so much steam and hotness, weren't we, Ashley?
I always see your breath. It's like hot sewage, a green smoke coming out of your mouth.
Oh, wasn't that so nice? That's only on my juicing days. I did brush my teeth the other day. I'm just saying, when we win,
the
I brush my
teeth. I was going to be like, that's so good. Then I realized you said the other day.
Dental hygiene, I tell you what, it's right up there with keeping other people away. Some bad breath will knock them right out, honey. Anyway, so Ashley, tell us a little bit before we bring our lovelies on, because they're going to be on in a little bit. I think like 9:15, they're going to come on and talk to us. So tell us a little bit about things that are going on in the world. Anyway, guys, another thing I want to throw in there really quick. If you are in the Radford, Virginia area, stop on by and see St. Albans. Get yourself in an investigation. They got something coming up.
They're doing Hootenanny coming up this weekend.
Yeah, the 19th. They're going to be doing an investigation that's from like 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning, people. I'm not talking about a little investigation. That's a good idea for groups to scout. That's what we were saying this past Friday. If you've got a group but you ain't got enough to maybe get a private investigation, bring your group on. And we were talking to Marcel, and she actually said that if you have enough people and you request, you know, to go in your own little group, your group, as in your paranormal group, could have their own rotation through the place and do it by themselves. So that's really, really cool. Check that out.
See if you really want to get a place there.
Yeah, that's really cool. So anyway, Ashley, hit us with some news.
Everybody knows how much I love Valentine's Day.
Ooh, Valentine's Day.
Any holiday. I'm like the Grinch. I just change colors for each one.
Independent every day, honey. You celebrate holidays every day.
Whatever. Anyways, there's actually a Goodwill campaign that came through in Sarusta in Las Vegas that was an anti-Valentine's Day. It's Don't Hate, Donate campaign. Any of your ex-boyfriends, you just donate all their shit to the Goodwill.
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Good cause.
Do you know what? I bet there was some lady out there that was so bitter. I mean, like, on the point of Diary of a Mad Black Woman. And I bet that
I
man.
I showed up, yeah.
I bet that man came back to get his britches and his drawers, and she done took them to the Goodwill. I bet.
Buy them motherfuckers from Goodwill, you wear weak. I bought my shit back from the Goodwill.
That don't say. You did. That was sad.
That
you
is the sad part.
That is sad because we were looking through. Hey, honey, we're all about a damn deal. I'm trying to get a deal here. And we were looking through, and she had donated this dress. And it was. But the weird thing is like, it was really hard for you to donate it, wasn't it?
Well, because I was with a shitty person in the picture. So I donated my dress because I had bitter and hatred towards the guy. And then I had a different memory that I bought my dress back from the Goodwill. See, it works out.
Yeah, it does, because she was looking through, she was like, oh, shit, this is my dress. I mean, it had, like, certain stains and everything on it, just like you left it, right?
Oh, that shit was funny, wasn't it?
Anyway, back to my knit.
They washed it. It was, like, free dry clean. Anyways, if you were lovesick on Valentine's Day, there was a lovesick elephant that smashed up more than a dozen cars after being dumped on Valentine's Day. The huge animal went on a rampage and damaged more than a dozen cars over their shocked owner, or the shocked owners who ran for cover just looked on and thought it was crazy. The male elephant, who had wandered out of a nature reserve, spent about 20 minutes attacking the vehicle. He is reported to have lost his mate to another male elephant and didn't like being rejected. That's just like Britney Spears. That note.
If any of you are out there wondering, no, I didn't break up with my husband this past weekend. I'm fine.
There's another one where an actual balloon, it's in the paranormal, and actually a small child passed away, and a balloon came away from the casket and floated over to the mother. And they were thinking it was a kid giving the mother a balloon. You can look that one up. That one's on YouTube.
Wait a minute, hold on. Tell me a little bit more about that one.
This is
a paranormal show.
Well, my thing is, I don't want to because Yeah. There's a lot of area. This type of stuff I don't touch because there's a lot of area of this probably isn't. So I don't want to talk about
it. Okay, so set the story up. So this woman had a child that passed away, and they were at the funeral, and there was a balloon near the casket, and it floated over.
Small white coffin. It was sitting on the altar. It slowly meanders over to the woman who is crying while sitting down. The balloon then suddenly stops and appears to be attracted to her.
That's it. Ma'am, that's all I would need. If I was a mom, I don't give a shit about paranormal.
A lot of people came after him and said, you're not supposed to be filming at a funeral, this and the other, and people really tear it apart. So that's my whole thing about, okay, I don't want to go any further.
Well, hold on. First of all, if it was staged for YouTube, yeah, that sucks, people. Don't do that out there. That's crazy shit. But if this was somebody who was just filming, because we got cell phones everywhere, people. You can't take a poop without somebody trying to film it. Trust me, I got to beat them people off every time I try to go to the bathroom. But anyway, but if that genuinely happened, I don't care what kind of research you got to give me. That was my child trying to talk to me. And that is Misty throwing down the mic and giving her piece on it.
My next one is my best. This is the best thing I've ever damn heard. Okay, on Valentine's Day, this is a bizarre moment. A man rolled around in the middle of the street after being rejected during his public marriage proposal on Valentine's Day. The man had apparently stripped naked and thrown rose petals in the middle of the road to an attempt to impress his lover and secure her hand in marriage. But the video captured the moment it seems to go a little bit wrong, with the man resorting to rolling around in the middle of the street and yelling in pain after his girlfriend apparently turned him down.
Oh, my God, I hope he rolled on those rose petals. That would just be classic.
I wanted to think they stuck to him.
Was his name Cam Newton? You don't know who that is, but it's funny for everybody out there who knows
it's
what
like
the Panthers are.
Yeah.
I watched
it. Apparently, it was in the middle of the street, and cars start honking at him to get the hell out of the way. It's on YouTube, so you should watch it. He was rolling around upset. Because he tried to propose naked in the middle of the street, and she turned him down.
Lord.
So then, you guys got to think about this. You're really standing in the middle of the street with rose petals rolling around crying.
I think it's delightful. Keep doing this.
You know, also, you know what?
Last night, we were listening to one of the Vibe radio shows, which everybody should. Last night, our fuzzy friend Josh was on Chasing the Paranormal. Okay, Josh, I know that's not your name. It's Chasing the Supernatural.
Chasing the ladies.
Chasing the ladies.
Chasing that ass. It's our Bender binge.
Yeah, but anyway, it's Chasing the Supernatural. Seriously, check it out. It's a good show. It's on Sunday. But if somebody called in and asked a question. Listen, people. I'd love for people to call in and ask those questions. Goodness.
We don't answer them.
Okay, well, somehow get...
somehow message us and say you're funny.
Yeah.
Then we'll bring you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if you got a question, yeah. I'm all about that. Actually, I believe we need to take somebody else on then. We need a scouter for us so we can get them hummed in.
I don't like people.
I mean, somebody who could help us out, Ashley. Not just somebody you try
I've
to...
I've been looking for somebody to help me out. Lonely by yourself.
I was wondering why you were all petting on me lately. I got somebody. We got to give a call out. Somebody help her out. God, get her off of me. I'm going to be that angry elephant.
Well, you can't watch Netflix and chill with me and not expect me to grow attached.
By the way, anyway, anybody who wants a question and stuff like that, please come on and talk to her. I would love it. I just want to chit-chat with people in the paranormal. I don't care if you're crazy. Come on. Give me a theory.
I want you to be crazy. Have some problems.
Yeah. People who are crazy don't know they're crazy like you.
I'm not crazy.
See, exactly my point was taken right there. Yeah. I've been getting you all night with stains on dresses. Oh, Lord. Anyway, Ashley.
Mom always said you let the handicap win.
Yeah, she did. That's why you're living with me. But anyway, so I'm excited about talking to the ladies, aren't you?
I am, too.
I think that we might actually have one of them beauties on the line. I think it's Melissa. Let us check really, really quick. But anyway, guys, we went to the exchange. Before I bring Melissa on, I think, we went to the exchange. I want to tell you how we came upon the exchange. The exchange was actually somebody said, hey, you got to really go check out this place, because we were down in Bedford, and we went to the Avenue, which if you listen to the show, you've heard us, broadcast from there and things like that. And they were like, you got to try out the exchange. It's kind of like around these same lines. And, you know, it's pretty much got a lot of history like this place does. We went there, man, we were excited, weren't we, Ashley? I mean, we had three buildings. The exchange has three buildings. It has a depot, which is, whoa, guys, that is a place that it's like, first time I ever went into it, I was literally sitting in the dark, and it almost feels like a black hole. They used to pile up the bodies and stuff there that would come off the train if they weren't worth working on or they were dead and things like that. So it was really kind of sad there. Then you have the other, which is the kitchen. Also upstairs, there's rumored to be like a prostitute up there. Then inside the hotel, they did, you know, all kinds of surgeries and things like that for people that, you got to remember, this was like during the Civil War times. So, you know, literally there could be bodies that were chucked out of the windows if they couldn't make sure that they were able to live, or body parts if they had to have. This wasn't the cleanest times. We're not talking about right now where they can do so much to save your limbs. Back then it was either cut it off or, you know, keep on trucking. So I loved it. Actually, what was your first take of the exchange?
I got the shit scared out of me in the depot. But, like, all the time, every time I go there, I think of that damn chef off Sesame Street doing the cutting and the whacking on the body parts, throwing it out the window. Yeah, because they threw them out the window all the time.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. That's the story we heard. But anyway, we're going to come on and bring on this sweet, sweet Melissa to us. Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing lovely, Mama. I love to hear your voice. We saw you a couple weeks ago, but that's just too long for us.
I know. It is. It's way too long.
I know. So I tell you what, until we get Angel May on here, tell us a little bit, darling. Tell us a little bit about your history and what brought you, well, tell everybody your name and then your group and stuff, and what brought you to the exchange for the first time you ever seeing it.
Well, my name is Melissa. My group is Mystic Paranormal. I started about four and a half years ago. And we were just, like, asking questions about, you know, any places that were haunted. And someone said, you know, try the exchange hotel in Gordonsville. So I went over for a tour and met with Chris, the president over there. And he walked us around. And, you know, I was a little skeptic at first. And as we were walking, I heard a female voice say, take a picture. And I thought it was a girl in my group. So I turned around, and there was nobody there. So I just said, okay, something's going on here. So I just started randomly snapping pictures and caught a full-body apparition. So that just kind of got me addicted to the exchange hotel, because that's where I witnessed my first real paranormal experience that, you know, other people were there with me, so they didn't think I was just crazy. And then I met Angel and just absolutely fell in love with her, and we just became best friends, and that's just my home away from home. I've been going there pretty much every weekend I can and helping her, you know, get things together so we can get the kitchen open to the public for tours and, you know, any event I can help with, you know, to raise money over there to get stuff together. So that's how all that came about.
Well, let me ask you, Melissa. Now, that is funny about the – I'm glad you brought up the kitchen. I just assumed that everybody was able to go in there, but they've done – gosh, when we say renovations, we mean renovations. I mean, they tore down the whole daggone wall. They pulled off the, like, you know, what you would normally have a wall. They went back to the brick. I mean, they made that place beautiful. Is it open to the public yet, as in to the investigate, or is it still in the works?
It's open for investigations. Like if you know, go there for an investigation, we do take you into the kitchen. But it's not open, like if you were to go during the day for like a daytime tour, it's not open for that yet.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice whether when they were doing the renovations, did it kick up activity in there?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Because I know the times that I've been over there investigating, like I witnessed a lot of stuff upstairs in Olivia's room and Richard's room. But then once the renovation started and me and Angel were over there one day painting up in the bathroom upstairs, and that was the first time I heard anything, and we could hear stuff downstairs, like somebody moving stuff around, and we thought it was, you know, Angel's husband or Jamie or somebody, and there was nobody down there. So, yeah, I
that's
think the renovation
definitely
did something.
Did
kick it up, yeah.
That's funny you
yep.
should say that. Now, for everybody out there listening, we've never talked about that story before, have we, Melissa?
No.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you something. When we investigated there, something we like to do is just leave recorders around, and we went upstairs, and I know where you're talking about because there was paint and all kinds of stuff going on upstairs, which is where the prostitute, they think, actually stays, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, we left that down there. We just went on and did our normal investigations, and when I picked up the recorder and I took it home later on, it was like somebody was moving around down there. We thought we had heard it when we were upstairs, but it was almost like somebody was fixing a meal or something down there. Like, they were walking around. They were doing their own stuff in that kitchen, and I thought, what in the world is going on here? And you could hear us upstairs sitting there, but that was on recording. So that's kind of cool.
Yep.
That's the first I mean, that gives me clarification. You just saying that story, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely active. We were over there on Saturday. We were having a meeting about our Paracon that's coming up, and I was sitting, like, with my back to, we were in the gift shop at a table, and I was sitting with my back to the door that goes towards the train room, and I kept feeling stuff behind me, and, like, stuff, you know, breathing down my neck, and just felt like somebody was standing over me, and you know, at first I didn't say anything because I was like, okay, maybe it's just my imagination. But then I noticed that every so often Angel would kind of look over at the door and, you know, some other people that were there would look over at the door. And I finally just kind of looked at them and gave them a look, and they were like, yeah, there's somebody walking by there. And I was like, yeah, no shit. So, yeah, they were definitely all around behind me. I don't know if they were just trying to figure out what we were doing or what, but it was, they were definitely nosy up in our meeting on Saturday.
Good, Lord. What do you think is the most scariest thing about that place, like, that you've experienced or that you've heard? What do you think is, like, oh, my God, that really happened to you guys?
I think the biggest thing that I hear when we do tours and stuff, the one place that everybody talks about that really kind of freaked them out was the Depot. I haven't really heard anything, you know, bad about any experiences in the Depot. I think it's just because it's so dark and there's no power there. So, like you said, when you're in there and you have everything closed up and no flashlights, it's like you're in a black hole. And it's just this huge room, and, you know, you hear things, but there's nothing there that you can see with your eyes. And, you know, it's just a freaky feeling, like you're in the pitch black and you have no idea what's around you or what's going on. I've actually had people in there in my group, you know, when I've taken a group down there, and I had one guy that, you know, was very skeptic, and he was like, I don't believe in any of this. You know, I just came because my wife wanted me to, and, you know, it's a waste of money. And I was on the verge of saying, you know, if you don't believe, that's fine, but, you know, don't spoil it for everybody else. You know, just come along and just enjoy it. And we went to the Depot, and before our investigation in the Depot was over, he was beside me saying, how much longer we're going to be in here? I'm not comfortable. How much longer we're going to be in here? I'm here and stuff. So the Depot made him a believer.
Well, honey, it'll make anybody a damn believer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why it's my favorite place there. I mean, the Depot is my favorite, but Brad, you know, y'all know Brad. He'll tell me, well, that's just because you're a freak. You know, you want to go in where all the crazy stuff is. But I love the Depot. I absolutely love it.
Oh, man. By the way, we love some Brad. You know that, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Aw, we love him bunches. I can't wait to hug his ass when I see him again. Let me ask you, Melissa. Oh, by the way, I want to say something right here, but when I said ass, you know what I mean, honey. That's all I got to tell you.
Your husband has the prettiest ass I've ever seen.
He was jealous. He didn't want to be left out.
Well, honey, let me ask you. You happened to mention that you were having a meeting. How long? Now, y'all are tell us when the date is for the Paracon, and how long have y'all been planning this?
It's going to be June 18th. We started talking about it during our Halloween event, and we just started really planning it, like, in January. I think we had our first meeting, like, the last Saturday in January. It's just, you know, with work and everything, it's just so busy, and then, you know, trying to find time, and then with poor Angel, you know, trying to get, you know, her to have some free time so that she can, you know, attend the meetings and stuff. But we've had three meetings about it, and it's coming together pretty good. It's going to be June 18th from 10 to 6, and we're going to have two public investigations. We're going to have one on Friday and one on Saturday. So...
Okay.
We've got some, I've been working on, you know, getting some vendors and, you know, psychics and paranormal groups, and we're going to have lectures, and we're hoping that there's going to be a little twist in it this year. I've got a couple of celebrity guests that I've been talking to over, you know, the internet and stuff, and so we're hoping to get a couple of them, but we're going to keep that on the down low. And so, you know, we want that to kind of be a surprise to everybody. But if we can get, you know, some of the ones that we're after, then we're going to have a celebrity ghost hunt. So we're going to actually be investigating with someone that's, you know, been on TV and done it and stuff like that. So I think that's pretty much a go with one of them. Because he's pretty much confirmed that he'll be there. He's been on one of the ghost hunting shows on TV. So we're hoping that, you know, that that goes well and that we can get them there. And we're in the process of talking about it, but we may, you know, kind of mix it up a little bit and have, you know, the Paracon with all the paranormal stuff. But then we kind of want to throw in a little bit of the history stuff too. So, you know, we may have some of the, you know, history stuff, like a, you know, maybe like a Civil War encampment that you can walk through and see how they lived during the Civil War, since that's what the exchange is about. And then, you know, have the paranormal side, too.
Yeah, so it would be, you would have the paranormal, plus you would have the history buff. That's really cool. I think a camp, oh, man, that's a really good idea. So y'all been working on this for a little bit and stuff. Now, my question was, I know that that everybody that is at the exchange is always like, you know, they want to preserve the history. Y'all, I mean, Angel May, Jamie, Chris, y'all, everybody who's out there has the one goal of making that place pristine just like it was back in the day. My question is, honey, the proceeds that come from this Paracon, what are they going to?
Towards the renovation of the train depot, the freight depot, which it's an 1840s freight depot. So any proceeds we get are going to go towards the renovation of that, so that we can get that up and running. We want to put all the history and stuff, you know, about the train and stuff back then, you know, the railroad, we want to put all that in the depot and turn the depot into like the little, like a train museum, to represent the railroad back then.
I think that's great. That's great. Plus, okay, now we can't talk about this, Melissa, no more unless we mention the damn chicken ladies. Tell us about them. Go on, tell us.
The Gordonsville chicken ladies. We're actually going to have Miss Sharon there. She is, I believe, she's an ancestor to the original chicken ladies, and she does have the original fried chicken recipe for the famous Gordonsville fried chicken. She has the original recipe, so she is going to be one of our vendors selling the famous fried chicken. And let me tell you, if you ain't never had it, girl, you're going to want to buy it, because that is the best fried chicken I've ever had.
So tell us a little bit about the history
of, for people who haven't heard about the Chicken Lady before, tell us the history of how that even got started. And by the way, Melissa, did you hear the rumor that that's actually where fried chicken got its name, or the something like that? Chris was telling us something about that. But
I have heard that.
I have heard that.
I don't know a lot about the whole history with the Chicken Ladies. That would be something Angel probably could touch base with. I know.
Okay.
I know the saying is that there's a little slave lady over there named Ann or Anna or something like that, and she was like the leader of the slaves there or whatever. She was like the chicken lady, and she used to make them whistle while they would carry a tray of chicken above their heads, and they had to whistle as they were carrying the trays of chicken to the train that would stop in front of the exchange hotel. They had to carry this chicken out, and they would sell it to the passengers, and they had to whistle, and as long as they were whistling, she knew they weren't eating the chicken. So they had to whistle when they were carrying the food.
Honey, I'd be the only person that can learn to whistle and eat at the same damn time. That's what I would be doing.
Right. Well, I always said I'd be the first one that got home for eating the fried chicken, because I'm telling you what, that's some good chicken.
I know. Now it's on. Now I'm going to have to buy some of that chicken and try to eat it and try to whistle at the same time. It's going to get ugly, but I'm going to try.
I know. Well, I can kind of, you know, we can make that a thing at Paracon, because I'm going to have Brad and I'm watching my booth so that I can be running around and, you know, keeping track of everything and making sure everybody's okay. So maybe when I take my little chicken break, I'll come find you, and we can see if we can whistle and eat chicken at the same time.
Heck yeah, honey. We got to do a video of that. That would be like a bloopers reel of how you whistle and eat chicken.
Exactly.
Heck yeah. So let me ask you, darling, what if somebody was to say, this sounds like something I want to get into. What are some different ways that they can get into this, as vendors, as purchasers, as just people who want to come into to see this? What are the different ways, and how can they go on and get their name in the hat to get a ticket and stuff like that?
We're in the process of getting a website set up for Paracon, but as of right now, they can you know, just call the Exchange Hotel and speak to Angel, or they can, you know, email me on the computer, msites2014@yahoo, and, you know, just let us know. For vendor spots, we're going to have 10x10 spots, and they're going to be $25 without power, and if you need power at your tent, it's going to be $35, and it's to bring your own tent, your own table. We're going to have a fee to get in. It's going to be $10 to get in, but with that $10, you can tour the museum as many times as you want throughout the day. You'll have all access to Paracon, to the lectures, the psychics. Of course, you know, you'll have to pay separate for them if you want readings. And then, you know, we're going to have, of course, the ghost tours. And right now we're still trying to debate, you know, the prices of the ghost tours, but I think we're going to go with $50 for just a night tour, but if it's the celebrity ghost hunt, then it's going to be $75, because you're going to get to do it with a celebrity, which you can't just go anywhere and, you know, investigate with a celebrity. But that's how they can get in touch with us, you know, right now. But eventually we're going to have a website up for Paracon itself.
So let me ask you, honey, if somebody came and said, okay, I want to get a booth, do they have to pay? Also, do they get tickets with their booth if they pay for a booth?
If they pay for a booth, all vendors that get a booth are going to get 3 wristbands with their purchase. And then if they have more people in their group, they can buy more wristbands for their members for $5. But you'll get 3 free with your purchase.
So, and then you get a discount on the tickets themselves if you have to buy more. That sounds like a good deal.
Yep.
So they have had, in the past, they've had Paracons. Gosh, they had 2 other Paracons, didn't they? Yeah. 2 other Paracons.
This is the third one.
The third one. What made the Exchange decide to go back and do another Paracon? What,
you know, I mean, what made them decide to go do it? What was their mind behind it?
I think what it was is, well, we've talked about it, like, forever. And, you know, Angel's, you know, just so busy with, you know, keeping the museum up and going and, you know, making sure that everything is going the way it's supposed to. And I was just sitting here one night, and I told Brad, I said, you know, I'm going to ask Angel if she wants to do a Paracon, and I'll take charge of it and, you know, get it all together and, you know, so that way it's not so stressful for her. And so I talked to her about it, and she's like, I think it'd be a great idea. So, you know, we talked to Chris about it and everything, and he said, you know, if you want to, that's fine. So I said, I'll take full responsibility of it, you know. I'll just, you know, need Angel for a little minor things. But So, you know, I just said, let's do it because, you know, I think it'll be a great turnout. We haven't had one for a while. And, you know, all these Paracons are going on around us that people are having to travel for. There's nothing here. So let's just do one and see how it goes. So that's what we did. We just decided we're going to give it a shot this year.
The ones y'all have done in the past have always been successful. And it was kind of neat. We are from Southwest Virginia, and we got to come meet people that we normally wouldn't meet in the field. So I think that's really great. Now, Melissa, I think we have the beautiful little Miss Angel May on the line. We're going to bring her on in, honey. Hold on.
All right.
Hello, Mama.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing, baby?
I'm okay.
You are okay. Oh,
hi,
she's
honey.
Got a business. now, let me ask you, Angel, tell everybody what your position is at the exchange and your beautiful name, honey.
My name is Angel May, and I am the administrator and the vice president of the board of directors at Historic Gordonsville Incorporated, which is the name of the company that owns the Exchange Hotel.
Now, let me ask you, I was just asking Melissa this. In the past, you've had a Paracon before, and we loved them. I mean, we were just saying, a lot of times that's the way groups can network, and then they can say, hey, we can come here together because maybe they couldn't afford to do a private together or something like that. So we always love that kind of stuff. What in the deciding, when y'all decided to do this, how is this Paracon going to be different than the Paracons in the past, sweetie?
Well, we've had two in the past. This will be our third annual. We skipped last year because we had so many other events going on at the museum. And with me being the administrator and marketing the museum more, we get more, you know, an influx of visitors throughout the year. So it's hard for me to take away from my administrative duties there. Plus, I also do the night tours. You know, everything there that's done, done by me. I'm the only paid employee. I have a part-timer that comes in on the weekends. So, you know, we weren't able to do it last year because of all of that. But this year, Missy came on board and said that she would be willing to help out and kind of spearhead it all, and I would be like her advisor because I've done the two in the past. And the thing that would be different this year, I just think that we're trying to make it bigger and better. Better so much as to, we're going to have video screenings this year. We've never had that before. We're going to have tarot card readers, which we've never had that before. We're still going to have the mediums, and we're going to have more vendors, and it's just going to be a larger event than what it was before. Different topics, different subjects, and it's all about educating the public on the paranormal. There's so many people that we, you know, get come in on a daily basis that ask questions about the paranormal, and I just think that it's a great gathering of, you know, like minds to be able to talk about it and to teach those people that have no clue what it's all about.
Right. I'm excited about the tarot reading. Oh, man. You know what? Too bad that, you know, I wish somewhere would teach people how to do tarot readings. That would be, man, I'd pay for that workshop myself, honey. I would.
Oh,
I think
there are classes out there. There are classes.
There's some for you too, Misty. It's dummies. Yeah.
Tarot cards for dummies.
They got a really good line.
Yeah, I'll check that out, Ashley. Thank you. She's so encouraging.
Yeah, there are classes that you can take. You just have to find, you know, a place that does it. I actually go to classes, and I have my own classes and things that I do. I have my own spirit group, per se. It's not something that you have to pay for, but I just have a small group of friends because we're all intuitive and we're just trying to hone in on our gifts and things like that. But if you search, you know, there's places out there that teach you that stuff.
So let me ask you, sweetie. Now, you said we have asked Melissa this, but tell me, the first time you went to the exchange, what drew you to the exchange?
The history, first and foremost, the history. I grew up as a little girl. My father was a reenactor, a Civil War reenactor. He was actually in an artillery group, and he and my uncle shot off the cannons, which was the coolest thing when you're a little kid. And you go to these different Civil War reenactments, and you're part of it, and you're dressed up like it. It's just, it's really cool. And so the history of the museum is what brought me there. I also came with a ghost group to do some investigating, and then I started to volunteer. They needed people to help them out and help with the night tours, and I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, and so I just jumped on board and volunteered for a year and then got hired on as the administrator. So first thing is the history, definitely.
Right. And you're adding some of those aspects. Melissa was telling us a little bit this year at Paracon. Before, it's just been, you know, paranormal groups and things like that. But you're adding a Civil War, like, campsite so they could see how that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a living history type event, because people are going to have questions about the history of the museum. Yeah, that's where the spirit stuff comes in. You know, who was there before us? Whose energy is still there? And so, you know, we're going to have some reenactors and, you know, some educational things to teach people about what life was like back then.
Y'all got a cannon yourself, don't you? That just made me think of the cannon.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling that story. Y'all got a cannon now, don't you?
We do. We have a 3/4 size cannon, an original. It's able to be fired, too. We just have to get permission from the town to be able to do it.
For some reason, I'll sign up for that. I will do it. Yeah,
while you're whistling and eating chicken.
Yeah, with chicken. Yeah. I'll be over there whistling trying to eat chicken, and Ashley will be trying to set your cannon off.
And
I
mean, eating chicken. I'm going to eat chicken.
There you go.
Chicken in the cannon and shoot the chicken.
We'll never be allowed back, but hell, we'll have a good time. In all seriousness, that's something big that y'all got there. I mean, I remember y'all were so excited that you got your cannon. That is when, if you're a reenactor and you've never seen a cannon, like, we got to see one before go off, and that is something that's like, it's almost like it shakes your world, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is. It's pretty neat. Now, let me ask you, sweetie, other than the Paracon, the Exchange is a running museum, and you've got ghost tours. You can have also private investigations, you know, for ghost, you know, for investigation groups. But y'all have been on TV, too, right?
We have. We've been on 2 episodes of My Ghost Story on the Bio Channel. The most recent episode was aired in 2012. And that was with a paranormal group called Among Us, based out of Lynchburg, Virginia. And so we've been on those 2 episodes. We've also been on a couple of other shows, but that was before my time at the Exchange. Like a haunting or something. I can't remember the names of the shows, but it's been on a few different little things.
We've been on
the PBS network and stuff like that, too. As far as not for the paranormal, but for, you know, the history and things like that.
Yeah, because y'all are, this is what blew me away when we first showed up is, and I've told people this before, but normally when you go to a location, it's only one place. You know, you get the house or you get this. You got 3 separate buildings here, and they've all got a different set of history. Now, Angel, can I ask you, what is, if y'all don't mind telling, there has been many episodes in the kitchen, right, upstairs. Is that one of the episodes that was on the, I can't remember either what it was on, but it was because you have a spirit there that they believe is still there maybe. Do you want to tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, he was Major Richards. His name was William Bourne Richards, Jr., and he was the quartermaster that was located there. And you had said that we had three buildings left. That's all we have left. There originally were over 75 outbuildings on the property back in 1840. So there were over 100 acres back then, but, you know, it's slowly diminished in size. And when Historic Gordonsville Incorporated bought it in 71, there were probably about 6 or 7 acres, and then they sold off a little bit of acreage to build houses and use that money to renovate the building. So it's been diminishing over the years, and the only thing that's left is the main museum, which was built in 1860. That was the hotel at the time, and that's what's used as a museum for a daily basis. And then the kitchen building, we're renovating that, and that's the original summer kitchen, which was built in 1834. And then we have the freight depot, which was built in 1840 when the arrival of the Louisa Railroad came. So we're very fortunate in the fact that we do have those three buildings that are left. And so we're trying to, you know, renovate them all. And all of the proceeds from the Paracon will be going to that depot, that freight depot. We received a T21 grant through Virginia Department of Transportation to renovate the outside of the building. So that's just going to make it structurally sound. It's going to give it a new roof, new siding, things like that. But there's nothing inside. It's big empty shell. And we as a group, as a board, Fort Gordonsville Incorporated, are responsible for getting it electrified and getting floors and getting plumbing and, you know, things like that. And so that's why we're pushing so hard to get these events together. Our past event, the haunted, you know, the haunted attractions that we had in at Halloween, that money is put aside to go towards that. And now we're doing the Paracon, and any of our events this year, all of that money is going to be stockpiled to be able to go into that depot so that we can save it. I know I've gotten off on a tangent on that, but the kitchen building, we've been renovating that. We're almost done. We're probably about 95% of the way done with that building. And it's going to be open for tours soon, you know, for the daily tour, so that when people arrive, they can see the museum as well, and then they can go into the summer kitchen, because we always get people saying, what's out there? Are we allowed to go out there? And so, but it's highly active as far as the paranormal. Major Richards is out there. And he was the quartermaster. He was the person that was in charge of all of the supplies that were brought in and out when it was a receiving hospital during the Civil War. And he was responsible for all of the personal effects of the soldiers that were brought in that had died there. You know, he had to check in everything and send everything back to their families and things like that. And so it's said that his spirit is still there up, you know, on the second floor of the kitchen. We've actually captured quite a few EVPs, because it's known that when the trains came in, he was responsible for going out and unloading the stuff of the trains. And we've got an EVP of him saying to my son was 16 at the time, he's now 20, but he was sitting at the top of the stairs and the train started coming. And we said, Major Richards, train's coming. And we got an EVP of him saying, get out of the way, boy, because my son was at the top of the stairs.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, we just have to give a little shout-out to your son. You know, we love him. when you said my son, my sister's face just lit up like a Christmas tree, but I'm just going to throw that out there. Anyway, no, the exchange, I'm telling you people, whoever's listening, it is a great place. And y'all have done not just what normal people, you know, when we first came, gosh, this was years ago, it was actually, I think, the year before the Paracon that you have, the first Paracon you had. And how it drastically has changed to now is unbelievable. Y'all have literally, tell them what you did about setting up that little bar area. I was blown away by that.
What bar area? What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. No,
not like a real bar. It had like little tables and stuff like that, like an eatery area.
Oh.
Yeah. Boards.
It's like the tavern.
Each of me's like, I work there, Misty. Back off with the bars. No, the tavern area.
There's a bar there. No,
I was trying to figure out
when I arrived at the museum back in 2011. It really didn't have a flow to it, and the president of the board and myself both kind of put in a pickle. The previous board members resigned on us, like, out of the blue, and so we were pretty much left with trying to keep the museum up and running. And we decided that because the building is our artifact, you know, there's a lot of times you'll go to a museum and they have artifacts inside, but it pertains to something else. We had the actual artifact. We have the old hospital. We have the old hotel. We have the old kitchen. You know, we have all of that. So we decided to go with that and base it all on our timeline so it covers all of our history from the beginning when it was a tavern to the time that it was a hotel, to the time that it became a hospital, to the time that it became a Freedmen's Bureau. So it covers all of those different time periods. And you're talking about the tavern. We do have a room that we have set up to look like a tavern. It's depicting, mm-hmm. you know, how it would have been back in the 1840s, early 1850s, before it was taken over by the Confederacy.
Right. I thought that was, I don't know why, but when I walked in there, I thought that was the best touch. I thought it was like, literally, I mean, you got a train and you got a depot, and people would probably sit there waiting for the train and stuff to come in, or if they just had a little bit of time. I thought that was a great attribute. You know, I thought it made it more real. You know what I'm saying? Like the,
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, that's what we want it to be authentic, because I know when I started volunteering there, and, you know, I would be the docent that would take people around and give them some of the history. And they would say, is this the way it used to look? And I would have to say, no, this isn't the way it used to look, because the previous board had it set up with just artifacts sitting around. Nothing really meshed,
right.
And you had to, you know, explain everything in great detail to people. And so we tried to make it easier on the visitor's experience so everything flows together. It shows everything from the beginning to the end, and we have all period pieces of furniture, we have period artifacts, we have everything that is authentic to that time period. And so when they come in, it kind of takes them back to that, and it's authentic. You know, they don't have to say, is this what this used to be, or is this how it used to be, because it is.
Right. I know that y'all take your, because we've talked about this before, Angel, is y'all actually literally go searching for timepieces to put in this museum, don't you?
We do. We're actively searching for authentic pieces that correlate with the museum. Medical instruments, things we actually just acquired last year, an original Provost Marshal's pass that was signed by the Provost Marshal that was located there during the war. And we found that in France and had it shipped over. And so we have that, and that's getting ready to go out in one of our exhibits. But we're always searching for pieces that pertain to Gordonsville and to the Exchange Hotel. It's
I'm
fun.
Blown away.
It's fun to research and to find out things that, you know, the stuff is out there. It's just been shipped all over. You never know where you're going to find it.
Right.
It's like a treasure hunt. It's fun.
Yeah, exactly. Every time we come there, we learn something, like a new piece of history. And it seems like when y'all unearth these little pieces, it kind of just puts that pieces all together like a puzzle, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's fun because you think that when you arrive there and you hear the history that you know everything, but then the more research that you do, the more you find out and you see that there's still things that need to be uncovered, need to be told, so...
You know, and I want to commend y'all, all of y'all out there, because we go to numerous, as investigators, we all go to these different numerous locations, and, you know, we have private investigations and stuff, but year after year, the places keep looking the same. But everything they do, they say the proceeds go to these places. And a lot of times it does, but y'all have literally transformed that place. So I just got to commend all y'all that have your hand in there, your volunteers, y'all, everybody, the board. I think it's beautiful and what you're doing up there. Now, let me ask you once again. Oh, honey, you could definitely tell. Like, the proof's in the pudding, definitely there. I mean, it's beautiful. Now, let me ask you, darling. Now, Melissa touched on this a little bit, but, you know, we're coming to the end of our time. So if somebody was listening out there, do you have speaker positions
still open? Do you have
psychic
positions still open? What are y'all looking for in case there is somebody out there that says, hey, I want to come and maybe help y'all out? Or what do y'all need and how can they get in touch with you?
We need speakers, you know, somebody to lecture on a paranormal subject. I think we have 3 confirmed so far. And we are doing video screenings of Twisted Paranormal upcoming episode that they're going to be shooting at the Exchange at the end of this month. So we're going to have that video screening. We're going to have you and Ashley, which is going to be cool. And we're going to have Pat. I don't know how you say her last name. Is it Bassard?
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to be a speaker. And so far, that's all we have confirmed. We do have a special guest who I don't want to say anything yet until, you know, that's all confirmed, who's going to be there for the night tours and things. But if you want to be a vendor, if you're a paranormal group and you want to come and network and meet other great paranormal groups from, you know, all over, we've invited them from as far away as Tennessee to New Jersey, I mean, all over. And, you know, all of our friends here in Virginia, they'll be there as well. So if you're a paranormal group and you want to come, you're more than welcome. We're going to have vendor spaces. It's a 10x10 space. We'll be available for $25. If you don't want power, if you want power, it's going to be $35. You just bring your own tent, your table, and your chairs, and there you go. You're all set. We're also looking for vendors as far as anything to do with the paranormal, whether you're an author and you have books, horror, paranormal, you know, anything like that. Anybody that is like a metaphysical store, anybody that sells like jewelry, you know, things like that, crystal balls, tarot cards, anything, you know, any type of vendor that has to do with this field, we welcome you to come. We have available spaces for you. We have psychics and we have tarot card readers, so that's not something that we're really looking for right now. But I think that's pretty much it. We have a food vendor, so we're good on that aspect.
And we're going to have the question and answer thing, too, for anyone that, you know, witnessed anything paranormal, like at the Exchange or other locations, too, where they can go up to, the, you know, and talk about their experiences.
Yeah, it's going to be like an open mic session. You know, where you come in and, you know, you talk about your experiences or, you know, things that you've had happen to you. It's going to be neat. We've never had that before. So, yeah, everybody's got a story. Everybody that I meet, everybody has a ghost story. So it'll be interesting for everybody to be able to share and talk about their experiences.
That's great. I mean, y'all sound like y'all ladies got this down. And we're excited to be part of it, so we want to thank you. As soon as, and if people want to start buying tickets, they just get in touch with the Exchange, right, Angel?
Yeah, at this time we don't have our website up. Our website guy wasn't able to come down this weekend, so we don't have it up and running, but it's going to be soon, I'd say within the next week or so. But if you have any questions, you can always call me at 540-832-2944. You can message me on our Facebook. You can message me through our Twitter. You can private message me, you know, under Angel May at Facebook, or you can even email me. My email address is hgiexchangehotel@gmail.com. And, you know, I'll try to get you set up until we can get the website up and running so that people can start purchasing tickets and getting their spaces and things like that.
Okay. All right, ladies, well, I want to thank you for coming on. We love having you. We love seeing you. We can't wait to see your pretty faces again. And thank you
for having us, and thank you for promoting our event. You know, we're so blessed to have such great friends just like you guys. So,
Anytime, any updates you have or anything like that, we're going to share them on our Paranormal Party page, so everybody kind of take a look at that. And we'll keep everybody up to date, darling. But we're going to let y'all pretty ladies go, and we're going to see you very soon. Got it, darling?
All right. Thank you. Thank
you. Bye.
And I hope to see everybody at Paracon.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody better be at Paracon.
That's right.
All y'all lovelies out there, if you can go to any Paracon, let this be the one, because this is awesome, isn't it? I love this. And
we're
going to
be there.
But then, yeah, we're going to be there. Before we get cut off really quick, I want to tell you a little bit about something. Angel May was the first one to ever give us a speaking job. And look at us now. Nice, but well, we spoke at her first Paracon. So look at us now. All right, guys, you tune in to the next Paranormal Party, which is on Wednesday, and you stay in tune with us. Ain't that right, Ashley?
It is. Everything out. We need to download that on your